All right, we're joined in the media center by Pro Stock number one qualifier, Aaron Stanfield. Aaron, second straight number one qualifier, your run from Friday holds 6.642, 206.42 miles an hour. A pair of good runs today heading into race day. If you feel pretty good about qualifying number one?
I feel really good. We've got just a really fast and smooth hot rod. It's been like that this all season long, and I got to thank all the guys, Jake, Tammy, Mark, Big Al, Casey, Blake. They've all worked super hard to get me a fast hot rod.
Talk about today, two runs today. I know the first one got a little, hairy today, but you guys ended up making a good run out of it. Were you pleased with how things went today?
The Q3 today was a little rough for us, but we came back and made a really nice run Q4, and I think it was a really, really good run for the conditions, and I think it sets us up good for race day.
The four wide being such kind of a unique format where the driver is a little more, is there, as a driver, more pride in potentially winning that event than a two wide event?
For sure. I would love to win a four wide event. I think it takes, it takes a little bit more focus going on at the start line. So to be able to win a four wide event is definitely something a driver wants to accomplish.
Chris Bishop, Racing Pro Media. Aaron, you've been very, very strong this year, the whole year. What's different this year compared to last year that's causing that performance?
The guys at the shop this winter, they worked really hard making sure we had good race cars, and we came out swinging. And it's just, sometimes it comes and goes. Just right now, my race car is extremely good, and we're just trying to take advantage of it, and I think we have. We missed out on a little opportunity in Gainesville, but hopefully we can do our job tomorrow.
Tomorrow, speaking of tomorrow, dealing with that Greg Anderson guy who's been legendary and good here. I think he's number 24. I haven't adjusted. But thoughts on facing him potentially? I mean, he's obviously the critical standard around here.
Yes. Obviously, everybody knows what Greg's accomplished. So he's definitely been there and done it. He knows how to handle the pressure. But I think we've got a really good race car, and I think we're going to be hard to beat tomorrow.
Does the setup change much at all tomorrow?
I think we're gonna try to come out here and probably stay pretty, stay around the same thing, stay consistent. So I think it'll be pretty close.
You talked about, obviously, you qualified number one in Gainesville, not the result you wanted. Was it important to come right back out here and get right back on track and qualifying after Gainesville?
Definitely important to get back on track, and it's all about keeping the momentum rolling. So we just want to stay consistent this whole year, and so we just want to go some rounds tomorrow.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, thank you, guys.